Let us begin from, I believe we're in Pasuk, middle of Pasuk Mem. So let's review Pasuk Mem. We didn't go through all the Mefarshim of Pasuk Mem. Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem. I don't really have all that much, Mefarshim. We just go through the Pesukim. So we'll try to go through quickly, the best that we can. Pasuk Mem, Yavki, Sishlachna, Lanoshaboy, Mimerechakir. Here we are describing that Ohalav Yehalifa together, this section of the Perek describes groups together, Ohalav Yehalifa, groups together, Shoimroin, the Aseres HaShvatim, and the two Shvatim, and Yechezkel criticizes them for inviting the Umois HaOlam to enter the land and to bring with them all of their abominations, and to teach, not just to bring with them their abominations, but to teach the people of Eretz Yisrael how to worship, how to do these averos. So it says here that when they greeted them, it's very interesting when the planes arrived from the Umos Olam with all of these dignitaries who were invited to bring the representatives of Shomrein and Yehuda were there to be makabel upon him, dressed in their finest clothing with makeup and jewelry in order to show their appreciation to these people for coming to the land and bringing with them the abominations there, in order to encourage them that they should teach them well. It's very bizarre. The Pasuk Mem says, Yaf, Yaf, you also, ki seshlachna la'anoshim, when you send messengers, you send la'anoshim, bo'im mi merchok, you send for the men who come from the distance, you invited, in other words, you invited the people from the foreign nations to come to your land. Asher maloch shluch aleihem. You didn't just get on the telephone to call them and say, can you please come to our land and bring with you all of your abominations. You sent messengers. You dispatched messengers. A maloch is a messenger. Shluch aleihem. And guess what? You have been successful. They have taken up your invitation. These people from the foreign nations have arrived. Lasher, they have come. And they have been greeted. Lasher over here means they have been greeted. Lasher to those rochatzt kochalt einayich v'odis edi, to you who have bathed, have put on eye makeup, and have adorned yourself with jewelry. You stood there at the door of the land to greet these people as they arrive. Let us see the mitzvot we did yesterday. We'll review between pasuk mem. You've done further abominations. What have you done? You have sent for men. You have invited, you have asked, requested that people, anoshim, from these countries of the Goyim, come. Asher malach, return loymar. What's the second part of this pasuk? Hashlichus hol ya'ideh malach. The way you invited these people from the foreign nations was not just through a letter or through word of mouth. It was through an official channels, through a messenger. Hashaluach aleihem bekavana miyuchedes, with precision, with kavana, specific intent that they should come. And guess what? They took you up on your invitation. They have arrived to the place where you have bathed. Shama, there, you cleanse yourself there. Umileis einayich min im hakochol, you filled up your eyes with eye makeup. Min tseva, v'kishat atzmech b'kishutim, and you put on your best jewelry. V'rohu b'einehem, ma sha'at miyapo atzmech, limsochein b'einei hanoyafim haboim, and the people who have arrived saw how beautiful you look, how well dressed and groomed you are, and this was a technique in order that you should find favor in their eyes, so they would engage in all, teach you and engage in all of the averos. Rashi pasuk mem, the af ki seshlachnu kolchkin shekoshim nakol ki seshlachnu lochavi alei misarhu mois. One of the sins that you have done, the Yechezkel says to Klal Yisrael, is that you have sent messengers, people from the nations. Oy havehen v'royin. And they saw, so Rashi here is, Rashi here puts a little bit of a twist into the pasuk and says that one of the sins was the chilul Hashem. It seems that Rashi is learning a little bit different than the Mitzudos. When you sent the messengers, it was not for the purpose that they should come and teach you how to do averos, but rather you wanted to show off, look what we do in our land. You think you do averos, we do even more averos, and we know how to do the averos better, and we want to show off to the entire world. So this is the ultimate chil Hashem, where you take pride in the averos that you have done, and you invite people to witness you doing the averos. And you show these people how you have profane my holy place. Shaluach aleihem me'es ahalav aliva lavay aleihem. You sent messengers from the Aseres Hashvatim and Yerushalayim. They dispatched their best messengers. V'hinevo le'asher rachatz kochalt. Now la'asher. So here Yonasan tirgim Yonasan la'asar to the place. The word la'asher here doesn't really fit in. La'asher means, it's a hard word to translate. And the way the Targum smooths the pasuk over is saying that you should translate the word la'asher as meaning to the place. These people, these guests, have arrived la'asher to the location.
Right. To where?
The what?
To where?
To what do you mean to where?
It's not a question. Instead of
to where you have bathed yourself to the place where you invited them to come. Let's see. Look at this, Rashi. La'asher tirgim yonis and la'asar. Okay. Then he has over here. What's that French word?
Oh, to the place.
Okay, the place. El makay masher yo'adit olohem, that you have designated, lemar, to say, b'makayim ploini neitzei. Likraschem, in this location we will come out to greet you. Mikushatois b'merchatz uvichol, we will come out to greet you groomed in our best clothing. Bathed, groomed, kochalt, nitzeva, it is a type of dye, v'kichol, it is blue, v'tzoiv ois bo'inayim, commonly was used to beautify the eyes, to
like eyeshadow.
Okay, so this is
that word was ocular, means eyes.
Ocular. Ah, okay, the eyes. Okay, so this is the beautification of the eyes. Okay, let's see. Radak pasuk mem v'avki sishlachna kol shekein shasu yosatoyev shiyesh olai lisita biyad oivayim. You deserve to be punished for what? Sholchu ad lanoshim boim bimerchok sheboy lecha bimerchok aideya shilichusa v'chein perishu asher maloch shaluch aleihem hinei bo sholcha aleihem shiyavu elecha lanhiga bedarkechem v'masayim. So the Radak is learning like the Mitzudos. He's not learning like Rashi. We see over here a fundamental difference between, to review this point, a fundamental difference between the Mitzudos and Rashi and Radak, as exactly what here the Navi is coming to complain, what exactly was the sin. According to Rashi, the Mitzudos and Radak, the sin here is where the Jewish people invited the Goyim to come into the land to teach them how to do averos. To teach them, bring with you your best idols, bring them here to the land and show us how to worship these idols. That is something which angered Hashem. Obviously, it's not bad enough what you've been doing. You don't have enough idols. You need to go import more idols. But according to Rashi, that's not the focus. The focus is they didn't invite them to teach them how to do new averos. We already know how to averos. We want to show off. We want to have a convention to show how we worship. And that was a chilul Hashem, to take pride in doing the averos.
Why would they do that?
Because they didn't.
Rebellious?
Yeah, rebellious. Yeah. That was we learned yesterday. Yesterday they went and they sacrificed their children to the gods, and on the very same day they sacrificed their children to the gods. They went out of their way to go to the Beis Hamikdash, and on Shabbos, and also which we on Shabbos Lahachas. This day, the holiest day of the year, that's holy in your eyes, Hashem, and this Mokkah that is holy in your eyes, Lahachas. We want to go and defile it on the day that we sacrifice our children to gods. It was an act of outright rebellion. We had it before in the beginning of the Sefer Yechezkel. They bow down when they woke up in the morning, they come to the Beis Midrash, they bow down, they would relieve themselves. They would relieve themselves in front of the Beis HaMikdash.
Well, what would cause them to do this? Were they angry at Hashem?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
The whole system was corrupt.
I don't know.
It's, they were cobbled the Karbanas. They knew they wouldn't be able to bring it.
The Koharim, everyone was corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt. So he's asking a very good question. Why? What's in it for them?
Right.
What's in it for them? It's a good question. I don't know.
You can see it today, the way people just do things in spite.
Raw people get angry at things. The people stop doing things because they don't believe, but then there's some people who do just the opposite in your face.
Spite. They have a certain hatred. They have, they've been disappointed in life. Right? They feel they've been disappointed, and they have tightness. They have tightness, and it's a very big challenge. People get very emotional, and they, I don't know. It's not for
the
us.
The interesting thing is what some of the Mepharshim say Mepukosai in reference to the worst case scenario is in Telchui Mikeri. As long as you're screaming at me and rebelling against me, it means we're still having a conversation. But once you treat me like I'm not there, then it's over. Now there's nothing left to do.
It's a really good question. I don't, you know, what was their emotion? What provoked them to feel like this? I don't know. But obviously they really went overboard. Let's see the next words. Lasher rochatz kochalt einayich veodis edi. Three things. Amar kneged aholiva lemi sholacht lemi shebavuram nisyapes. We're comparing you to a woman to a woman who beautifies herself. Kiderech hazoina shereichetzes bamerchatz vekecheles enecha veleveshes malbushim noim kidei sheti yofe beine haroyim oisa viyach shekuba. Like a woman who wants to draw a man towards her, she bathes, she puts on makeup, and she beautifies herself. The Amashal, Kishol Chaleim, Igrois, Midabrois, Nichbodois, they sent to the nations of the world letters, beautiful letters, Uminochis, gifts, Lahavi Ahavasa Molech, in order to endear themselves to these nations, Vishetisarevi Mohen, in order that they should be accepted among the nations, Vishilmat Min Hagehem, and to learn from their customs, Umasehem, Vitirgim Yonasan, Laasar. He just was Yonasan. They said the word Laasher here should be translated to the place, Dizament, which you designated, Askent, which you have established, Shukin, as a market, Umanis, Pal Toirin, and you have appointed as a palace. So it seems that he's translating, if I'm not mistaken, that he's translating that the word Rochatz Kochalt and Odis Edi is not referring to the person. It's referring to the Mokoin. They told them, we're going to greet you we're going to meet in a beautiful restaurant, in a beautiful hotel. They designated the place where they would greet them as they arrived in the land would be a place that has been cleansed. It's Rochatz. They washed down the streets. And it has been beautified. And the metaphor is, just like a woman puts makeup in her eyes, they've beautified this location, and they have adorned it with furniture and trimmings to make the place look beautiful, and all this should find favor in the eyes of the guests. Pasuk Mem Aleph. V'yoshavt al mita chavuda. Again, just describing the description over here, it's describing how they met. That you sat on a beautiful and undignified mita, the shulchan aruch lefaneha, a beautiful table that's been arranged lefaneha, ukitarti v'shamni samt oleha, you took my ketores and my oil and you placed it upon this table. Let's see what that means. The metaphors, pasik mem aleph yashaft, v'achrezeh yashaft al mita mechubedes v'ikara. You sat on an expensive bed, ulefaneha hoya shulchan mesudar b'mei machol, and there was a table that was arranged with food. The minhag was, and the reason why it says a mita, we all know this from the Seder. Mm-hmm. The Seder will say is that there's a mita. It doesn't say there's a kisei. It says a mita, because when you eat, you recline on your left side. Yeah.
Here he translates it as a bed, but I think that's not correct. I think it's a couch.
A couch.
Just
a couch.
Like in the Megillah, mitos v'hava kesef.
A couch. Not a chair. The point is it's not a chair, because their custom, not like today, is to recline when you eat. V'yaketores v'yashemen shnosati loch samt al shulchan l'hachiles ha'noyafim. U'lesucham b'shemen u'lehalois reach ketores achar ha'achila. So in the presence explains, kichen ho yedat min hagim l'mshech v'shemen ha'toy v'achar ha'achila. After they eat, you would take oil and you would smear your body with oil. That was their custom. U'lasim b'samim al ha'gicholim. And the custom was to put spices, fragrances on coals. Lahaloi se ashan l'reach toiv, in order to produce a fragrance. Ritzon leimar shalach el huumois lava l'lamdech derech toiv asam. Okay, we're going back to the shita, the mitzvus l'shitasai. You invited the umois olam to come to your land and to teach you their abominations. V'asitz l'hem kavoid and you gave them great honor. The harois chiba yiserv nasad lachem deronos, you gave them gifts. Mimash hishpati loch, the blessings that I have bestowed upon you, you gave away to them. Hashem gave you parnasa, Hashem gave you wealth, Hashem gave you the best fragrances and the best oils, and instead of using these things to serve Hashem, you took these things and you used them as a means to invite and encourage the Goyim to teach you how to sin against Hashem. This is the ultimate act of rebellion. Reminds me, we learned not that long ago in Sefer, is that the man, Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the man in the Midbar, and they took the very man. They took some people in one of the episodes in the Torah, I don't remember where, and they offered the man as a mincha to the Avodah Zarah. I mean, how bad can it get? How much worse can it get? The man is lechem abirim, the holy, holy food. It's min hashamayim, it's a nes goli, and you take the man that Hashem gives you to for your survival, and you offer it as a gift to an idol. I think they did it by the eagle. It says they did that. I mean, how much worse can it get than that? And to some degree, that's what it's saying over here as well in this Rashi.
You know, the question was asked, what is the motivation?
Yeah.
I think the motivation is that there are people that they're tired. And, I mean, we've seen this through our history even today. People are tired of being different. They want to be normal. They want the nation, our nation, to be normal.
Assimilate?
Or at least accept it. And we're not a normal people. You can take that any way you want. But we're not a normal people. But so the motivation was for those to be accepted by the other nations.
Okay. But he's asking yeah. Despite. What's this all the spite to go lahachas to?
Because you have to then, in order to accomplish that, you have to turn your back on your history, on your culture.
All right, I don't know. Let's see. Pasuk Memalef and Rashi. Mito chavuda muchleles b'matzos naos. It is muchleles. It is adorned, or it is completely covered b'matzos naos with beautiful sheets. And we have a French word here. What's that word over there?
Adorned lavishly. You call it bedclothes, but you see couch coverings.
Couch coverings. Okay, let's see. Radak pasuk memalef yoshav al mitav chavuda bevav imadogesh v'chein kivuda bas melech pinima. Here is that word again. Kivuda kol kivuda bas melech pinima. V'yas ha-kevuda lefnehem adem lohem v'shulchan oich lefonecha lefne amita ki chen hoya minhagim lohasev al amidas v'shas achila kamo shamotsanu b'divrei rabbasein zech levracha perish aruch b'chol minei ma'achalim tovim. It was arranged with all of the best foods. V'ke tarti v'shamni samti olecha v'kamatz chatef p'tes l'kriyas ben osher u'l'kriyas ben avtoli uke tarti b'pata chatef. We all know the two different schools, two different traditions, ben osher and Ben Naftali. Here we have a great Radak that tells us machlokes between the two, exactly proper pronunciation. Okay, next words, Olecha, Alamita, Kichen Hoyim Minhagim Lagamer Achachila. It's one of the last Mishnahs, Masech, the Brachas. The one that recites Birchas HaMazon is the one that makes the Bracha, Borei Minei Besamim. It was the comment that after you finish Birchas HaMazon, then you have the Mugmar. Then you take the Ketorah, you take fragrances, and you put it on the coal, and then one person makes the bracha, and everyone answers amen. Who is the one that has the right, that merits to recite the bracha of Borei Minei Besamim, or Borei Atzei Besamim, or Borei Isvei Besamim? It's the one who gets Birchas HaMazon, HaMaschel B'mitzvah, Omer Gemar. So that's over here. This going to this. Rabbi Diver was saying, "Show you masim b'sam ala gachom la'alos ashanam el ho'af l'reachtoy." V'chein hayu moishchem b'shem natoy v'achar achila. They also would smear their bodies with fine oils. Masha amar uke torti v'shamni biyud kinei hamedaber tzolama ki ani nesatim la. This is really what the mitzvah says. Hashem is speaking. Hashem is the speaker. It's me. I gave you these gifts. These are very expensive items. How could you even afford these luxuries? It's only because of the bracha that I bestowed upon you. How dare you now take that bracha and give it to the goyim? Ki ani nisatim lavihi avda bohem lavo dezara kamo sha'amar The parashas Choda es Yerushalayim between Minasan Urmeis Dar Geshin. Okay, this is the beds. Dargesh is the Michochin Dikar, which is covered. Upayishun Milan Kol Tuv, which means Milan Kol Tuv Sadart Kodomehon. You've arranged all of the best foods upon it. Ukutaris Busmi Umeshichi Shavis Alehoin. Dargosh, okay, just going back, what's a Dargosh? Yadua. B'divei Rabboseinu She'amru Ma Dargosh Arsa De Goda. A bed that has been spread for mazel tov. Goda is mazel. Fumita asuya lechvoid hamazel. Michochin perushoi matzaos. It means sheets. Targum ripadati yitzuoi me'ochis shivyin mishkov v'sapois. Okay, so it goes going back to the targum. These two words are urimeis. You positioned. You put dargishin means beds. Michochin, that have been covered, embellished with decor, decorated decor with the most expensive items. Okay, so far we've learned two psukim describing how Klal Yisrael greeted the Umay Sa'ila, Pasuk Membeis, the Kol Hamoin Sholev Ba. When they came, when these groups of non-Jews arrived, they came in large numbers and they made a lot of noise. But it was peaceful. It was shalev. It was peaceful. We'll see more detail what this means. Ba. And not only did they come, when they came with other guests. The El Anoshe Meroiv Adam from the abundance of mankind came along with them. Muvoim came. Who are they? And we give one nation here. It's Sovoim Mimidbar. That is a nation who lives in the desert, nomads. Vayitnu tzimidim al yidehem, vateres teferes al roshehen, and Klal Yisrael, they went and they greeted them by putting chains on their hands, bracelets and crowns on their heads. When they were greeted in a ceremony where they were presented with all of the jewelry and beautiful things. Let's read this so much. It's a very important pasuk. There's a lot going on in this pasuk. Let's see first the Mitzvot Stavah pasuk Mendes. The Kol Hamoin, Kol Hemyas Shalva Hoyenishma Ba, Lo Kol Hemyas Milchama. The word Sholev means peace. And he learns that when these people arrived, they arrived in peace. There was no struggle. There was no complaints. We're greeting you, and we're greeting you in peace. And there was a lot of, and there was an abundance of peace, which is emphasized with the word hamoin. Hemyas shalva, a commotion of peace, hayinishma ba, not a commotion of war. Okay, next words in the Mitzudos. The el anoshim, what does this mean? The el, ritzon lemar, im ho anoshim haboim. Even though Klal Yisrael only invited a very specific nation to come at this moment in time, when they got off the plane, who else was with them? All these other nationalities. Who invited you? How did you get a ticket on this plane? How did you come over? Exactly. So im ha'anashim ha'boim ki hayu b'nei adam merubim haya muva imahem. There were many people that came with them, including gam anshei seva min hayoshim ba'midbar. In other words, I think what it means even. U'cha'aymer im kol ze hayo l'roiv shalva. Okay, according to the Mitzudos, he's giving us a little bit of his interpretation and insight, and he's saying over here that the reason why the pasuk here specifies the word savoim is to express that these are cruel, quarrelsome, violent, vicious people. So wherever they go, there's always terror, there's always trouble. But yet, this was unique. This was a unique situation where all of these people came to Eretz Yisrael. They were greeted, and even the Sivaim, who are violent people, were there, and yet it was peaceful. Why was it? Sovei, a glutton. That's maybe why they call that's called Sovei. Could be.
I don't know. I'm just
interesting. Why they call Sovei? These were violent people. Yet when they came, now here that Meroi Vada means many nationalities, even when it says the word Sivoim, it means even the violent people came, And it was peaceful. Why was it peaceful? Because they were all united in doing Averos. That's why. The lowest common denominator. They were all united in doing Averos, so that's why it was peaceful. When they arrived, so they have all these people, they have no place in Eretz Yisrael yet. Klal Yisrael, they came out to greet them. Bayitnu tzimidim, kinosnu tzimidim al yideyem lehiskashet biyoyser umotzo. So here the Metzudas learns that the tzimidim is not going on greeting them. Like you see today online, you see today in the news, you know, these ceremonies where they put these necklaces and these chains and these all these different gifts. No, no. Over here when it says according to the Metzudas they put the tzimidim and that crowns, it means the Jews did it upon themselves. Like going back to the previous pasuk, they cleansed themselves, they put on makeup, they put on ornaments. Here, they're just another example of the different ornaments which they adorned themselves in order to be makabel panim of these people. B'derech kavait, ki nasnu tzmidim al yidehem l'skasha b'yosel matzachem b'yenei kulam v'yosel mara. They did not do them any harm. It's an loymar shoysa misaheves l'kulam la'avoid l'chol elohei ha'amim. When they greeted them, they said, "We're here to worship your gods. Thank you so much for coming to our land to contaminate it, to defile it, and thank you for bringing all of the idols, and we're going to worship every single one of your idols." That's how crazy they were. That's how much they lost their minds. Drunkards.
So
they were drunkards.
Well, that makes you,
interesting.
Know, act up a little.
When they arrived, they arrived intoxicated. Okay, let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi pasuk mem beis. The call haman shel umos rabos hayuba. There was a commotion of many nations. Loy hamoin shel muhama el kol hamoin shalev. Normally, when you have many nations together, you know it's not fun. Normally, there's war. Everyone has their agenda, and no two people have the same agenda. That's why there's war. But over here, for some reason, there was peace. There was a kol hamoin. Yet it was shalev. Shalev from the word peaceful. Next, the el anoshim. V'shel anoshim hoya oisa hamoin v'loy shel behema. That noise was not a noise, very strange Rashi, okay? It was a noise of human beings. Sometimes when there's a lot of noise, so you think the noise is from animals. No, it was from human beings. Meroy v'adam shayu b'soicha hamuvoyim l'niyuf misaviv min amidbar. They all came together to engage in averos. Savoim shayudarim saviv la mishcheinecha amoinu moyav. So he is translating over the word sim. You mentioned before the loshon zoylal v'sovei. Rashi here is saying the word sim comes loshon of saviva, which means that these people were from the surrounding, the enemies, those that surrounded the Holy Land, which include Amoy Nemoyah, v'chintigim yonasan savoim misichar sichar, to go in circles. Vayitnu ahalav v'halivot smidim al. So here's how I translated the pasuk, that when these people came, they were greeted in a ceremony protocol. What's the protocol? Bend down, we'll put a necklace on you over your head. Mm-hmm. We're going to put a crown on your head. We're going to give you some jewelry. We're going to give you some gifts. So they gave them tzmidim al yideihem lehiskashet lini'uf in order to beautify. Vayinu, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. His first interpretation is saying the same thing as the Mitzudos. That all of Yaliva adorned themselves, beautified themselves in their best jewelry, which includes tzmidim al yideihem lehiskashet lini'uf, to make themselves beautiful. Kloimar. They beautified themselves for them. They glorified themselves with jewelry. The same thing we said before. They beautified themselves so they should look beautiful in the eyes of Amon Umayov. V'yel anoshim b'shvil ho anoshim klem bavur anoshim ha'hamoin mitoch shein rabim v'hi miskashetes aleihen mitoch shein shecheinecha mispoeres aleinehem b'kishutecha lefichach, since their neighbors are beautiful in their eyes, lefichach v'yitnu olo v'livo tzmidim al yideihem liskashet l'niof. They did the same thing. Because these people, this is what they did. This is what the custom of the people of the neighbors, Amo and Amoyav, they beautified themselves. So that's what the Jewish people did to beautify themselves in order that they should find favor in their eyes. Vav shel vayitnu yisera. The vav vayitnu is extra. Kamo osa shel ozi v'zimros ka vayihil l'shua. Just like the yud, sometimes if the vav of v'zimros. Ozi Zimros, okay, Uchmo Osa Shel Vasher Loisam Liboy El Dvar Hashem Vayazoiv, The vav is extra. So therefore, the word over here, vayidnu, is the vav over here. There's a grammar diuk. I'm not really clear in these inyanim. Okay, let's see radak. Radak pasik mem beis. The kol hamayin shalei ba beis ba rafa. The afal pi shavav shalev mapik uchmo kav tamahu Hashem bam. I don't know what this means. Amar kol hamayin nishma ba be'aholiva. The hamoina hu sholev. Now here we have a new interpretation, not like Rashi. Kloimar l'sholoim bohu eilecha v'loy la'mulchama ki hi sholcha leim lovay aleh liyosim shleimim ima ki yashu ma'asein be'ineihem. The hamoin of hu. Until now we learned, according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, the hamoin refers to the guests. The guests who arrived came in peace. According to Radak, the hamoin that is sholev, refers to ohola and oholiva. When they greeted the guests, they were peaceful. They had no complaints. They wanted them to come in order they should teach them how to do the avodah zarah. V'el anoshah, next, radak, v'el anoshim b'rov adam, kumo, v'el kumo v'im, v'chein v'isha el achoysa, kivru oisi el achoysa, v'adam lochem, amar eile shashol chalem bo im anoshim achedim. Those who came brought with them guests. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, ein oireach machnis oireach. If you are a guest, you're not allowed. People don't know this halach. They go to eat out Friday night, like Bachim, they go to eat out Friday night, Suda. Don't worry, come with me. Come with me, I'm a guest at someone's house. I'm a guest, so you come with me, you'll take along with me, don't worry, they're not going to turn you away. It's very nice, they're not going to turn them away, but who says they really want the other person to come? A halacha is a guest is not allowed to invite a guest. If you're only a guest, you can't have someone take along with you. So this is a clear violation of the halacha. Klal Yisrael invite a specific nation to come, and who comes along? Other people, they crash the party, like you said, Ramachal, they crash the party. And who were they? Anoshim liyosat rav heviu anoshim savoim mimidbar v'zel muvoim m'shehem heviu oysam v'him hayu muvoim. These other individuals. Who are the savoim? Goy sava. Who are they? V'heim ibnei Kush. They are from the nation of Kush. Uchamo u'sevoim anshei mida. They're very large people. Ela shabah hasanach v'shav v'zev kometz. They were the same. They were just pronounced differently. V'ayinu tzvid v'al yedem k'moy al v'chamo harabim v'amar yedem v'rashem al shtehen v'ohola v'aliva k'shem medabe v'loshen yachid amal l'haliva ki hi achreina v'olach ikar nevus hanavi. We're focusing now on Yushalayim, primarily in Yushalayim. Okay, so over here, the basic pasuk over here is pasuk to you. The idea is that Klal Yisrael, they invited the goyim to come, either to teach them or to brag. And when they came, there was a homoin sholev, a peaceful commotion, because the goyim came in peace, because there was no opposition to them bringing with them avodah zarah. And they brought with them the El Anoshim. They brought with them other people from many different nationalities, including the Sovoim, the lowest of the low. And the Klal Yisrael was so happy to see them. They came out wearing their jewelry with the tzimidim and their crowns in order to greet them. Pasuk Mem Yud Va'Omar Labo Va'Omar. Now here Hashem speaks. Labala Ni'ufim. I thought you're already worn out. You've been doing, when a woman is a zoner her whole life, it comes a time when she retires. Okay, if that's her profession, comes a time when she's just worn out. She's bala. Bala means to get worn out. Niufim. Ata, and look, yiznu saznu sech. Hashem says, I said, la bala niufim. These two women, ohola v'oholiva, I thought by now they would be tired. They would get worn out. Exhausted. Would not have an interest in inviting the nations to come to Eretz Yisrael to participate in doing morznus. But look, Hashem says, I see I was wrong. Ata now, yiznu, b'loshen osit, they want more. They want to do it again. Yiznu, they have a desire to continue to do znus, saznu seha, to continue to engage in this forbidden practice. Vohi, and they did it. Not just did they plan to do it. Vohi means they succeeded. They implemented their plan, and it came to be. They did commit additional acts of Gili Arayas. Let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Mem Gimel. pasuk. I said to that woman who has become old through this practice of niufim, kimo achare, like we have the same word vala sora said, achare velosi hoisli edna, after I'm an old woman, I'm all worn out, will my flesh become soft? Kolaymar shakol yomecha zinsa v'afilu le'ein ziknasa. What? What? Oh, I'm reading Mari Kara. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm all mixed up. I'm reading the Mari Kara. I'm sorry. I always look in a certain place, and then I realize, because they keep on switching around here in this edition, where to look. Okay, I'm sorry. Pasik Mem Gimel. V'oymar la'boloni ufim amati al ha'zekena. Shenizdakna b'niyof. I said about the zekena who has become old in niyof. Ato now, yosuru mimenu hataz nusach. I said, listen, all of Eliyah, I said about the son who become me, now she's going to stop. She's going to quit. Because she's already satisfied. She's done this already in her life. She's already enough. Return to Leimar. Chashafti, I thought. She already worshipped these gods. Verosh ein bohem mamish. Yifushu mehem. She'll stop worshipping idols after all this time when she sees that she's not successful. It's not going to make a difference. But yet she did not listen. She continues. And what happened? Vohi avaladayin hi behavayosa. Kumo me'oz. Nothing has changed. V'dugmosu ayeh Hashem alokei elyo afhu. The end of the pasuk means afhu. It's an olemer. Afhu behavayosa b'chol eitz v'lo yishtana. Hashem has not deviated. Hashem is the same. So Vohi means everything has changed. I thought now that she would be. So I according to the Mitzudos, he's translating not like what I told you. According to the Mitzudos, he's translating the word Ato now Yiznu means come to an end. So let's take a step back. When I translated the pasuk, I told you that means Ato Yiznu is the future tense. Yiznu Saznu Secha, she plans to do more. Vohi, and she succeeded. That's not what the Mitzvah says. So it says, Ata now, Yiznu, I thought they would stop. Mm-hmm. It would come to an end, Saznu Secha, because what the Pasuk told us in the beginning, she's Bola, she's worn out. She's worn out, meaning that she's already been satisfied. She already did it enough times in her life. There's no need for her to do this anymore. And according to the Mitzvah, since this is all a metaphor for Avodah Zarah, I thought that by now they would wisen up and they would recognize that there is no benefit in worshipping idols. They will see that they have not become any more successful through the worship of idols. They'll give it up and they'll return to me. But yet, Vahi, nothing has changed. It is business as usual. Rashi Pasuk Mem Gimel, says V'oymar labola niufim ato yiznu Omar li libi alzo shebolso v'izkina bini ufech. Hashem says, I said to my heart, I spoke to myself, I said that this woman whom has become old through her acts of niufech, of adultery, me ato shehizkina, now that she's become old, yiznu saznu secha mimena. Same interpretation. Yiznu means she will turn away from continuing in these actions. V'seitze, it will depart, ta'avas zinusa miliba, v'sachsarba, and she will do teshuva. V'harei, no, business as usual, hi oidena machzekes biznuneha kasher b'ti, like nothing has changed. And Rashi goes into much more detail. What does it mean? Yiznu, yeitzu. The word yiznu means, I said to myself in my heart, yiznu, they will remove themselves. They will yeitzu, they will depart. Kol zoyna targum nofkas bara. The word zona means to go out. It means to go out and do the wrong thing. Then he goes on to say, kach shamati, v'chein tirgim yonason. That's how you understand. Labola, period. That's it. Now he goes back to explain what does it mean, labola niufim. Labola niufim, kamo labola bin niufim. They become worn out through niufim. Kasher toimar, v'ateisha beisavia, kamo beisavia. So he's saying there's like a missing letter. Labala bini ufim. Instead of the, you have to add a letter in before the noon, that she's become worn out through this activity. Kamo bebeis avia yirchatsu mayim, kamo yirchatsu bamayim. V'yotza chinam bichinam. V'im beis isha nadara v'chein perash dunash v'nachem chibroi. Fine, period. So that's one interpretation. It means she has become worn out through doing this aveira. I think that fits in line with the Chazal. The Chazal say that a person, I don't know where it is, but Chazal say when a person engages in even beheter, in the activity of tashmish, it causes, it brings on old age. That's what it says. It's a chazal somewhere. This is a chazal. What?
You don't get old.
In excessive degree of engaging in this activity, it weakens the body. Okay? That's what it says. What does science say? Medical science? What do they say about that?
Why don't you do a study?
I'm sure there are studies.
Anyone here young?
It's a healthy with balance. I'm sure everything the wisdom darker shalom. But I'm sure in. I don't know. Listen, okay, I'm just talking about that. So therefore, it just brings to mind, because it says over here the connotation of this Rashi is that this woman has prematurely aged. That's the connotation you're getting from Rashi. Okay, that's the connotation you're getting from Rashi and from the Mitzvah, that she has prematurely bala, worn out. Why? Bini ufim. Because this is what she does every single day. And doing this every single day continuously causes the body to become worn out. Otherwise, you would say it just means she's 90 years old, it's time to retire. She's bala. She's naturally worn out. She's naturally worn out because, you know, 90 years old, you're naturally worn out, no matter what you do, no matter what you do in life. But that's not the really the way Rashi says. Rashi says, Bola bini ufim. She's worn out from this activity. Okay, then we go to Menachem Chibroy. That is an interpretation of Dunash. Menachem interprets it to mean Kemo Tevel Asu Velo Yitochnu Dvarav. He learns Tevel means abomination. Tevel is an abomination. He says the word. He says the yiznu saznu seha. They have committed about now. They have committed an abomination with their saznu seha.
Well, the way the Chumash uses the word tevel is the same thing. Tevel asu shneihem gemehem
tov. They do not. But and he puts that into the word yiznu. Ata now yiznu saznu seha. They will continue to do abominations. Like that's really how I translated them in the beginning. Now Hashem says they're going to do this even more. I thought by this point in time in their history they will abandon Avodah Zarah, they will abandon this practice. Hashem says, look at that, I'm wrong. Ata now, yiznu saznu seha, they have a desire to continue to do this abomination.
Hashem thought they would run its course and they would just give up.
That's it, give up. That's enough. Enough is enough. A person, like, it's just the fad in life. Right? You go through these different times in life, these different experiments, and you realize, you know, it's not really the right thing to do, and let's return, let's do tshuva. And look at that, Hashem says, I thought it was a fad that would pass, and no, they're still at it. But he says that if you want to go translate the word to mean that it will continue yiznu to be similar to the word tevel, the lo yitachnu devarav, Rashi says that Menachem is not on the mark. Menachem over here did not. There's no makar to say where yiznu should mean the word tevel. So let's see the radak. Radak pasuk mem gimel. Mem gimel says v'yamam v'om v'amal abalal nufim retzalema amashem yis ale. The exalted Hashem said, I don't know why the Radak added the word Yisaleh to describe Hashem here, I'm not sure. Kishari'isi estirachecha amarti v'chiazoyna hazikena v'habola tinaf. You know, Adkan, she's not sweet 16 anymore, the Zona. Okay? Adkan, she's already worn out. She's already past her time. Will she continue? Yet, Ata now yiznu saznu secha. I thought ata yoivdu. So it's the same thing over here as what the Mitzudo said in Rashi in this first interpretation says. I thought now yoivdu, she will abandon her practices. Saznu secha vihi ima vahi ata yoivdu. No, ata yoivdu saznu secha vahi imahem. Ki begaluso yoivad hakol hoalilim vahoivdu moisam. And Hashem, I will be with them. It's a whole new interpretation. The Omar Yiznu Kolaymar Yetsu, the streams are Yetsu Merishusam, they will leave their Merishusam Meratsam, Kiazona Yotsam Merishusa Balvachain Vasizne Olav Pilakshoy, Yiznek Sibehekmo Yodenu Lois Shafcha, Okui Bevav Yiznu, Vyonis. Okay, so what it seems to be saying over here is a novel interpretation. I said that she would stop. I thought that she would this woman would stop, and they did not. Now that it's implied, according to the Radak, it seems to be that it's self understood that they did not. It's so, I thought that at this point in time in her history, she would stop doing averos, but she did not. Therefore, now, according to the Radak, is the consequences. The Radak has a new interpretation. Ata now, yiznu saznu seha, it will come to an end by force, her acts of adultery. How will it come to an end? Through golos, through churban. I will now bring an end to these terrible averos by exiling them into the nations of the world. But don't worry, silver lining, you're not going to be destroyed. Vahi, I will be with them. I will continue to be with them. My Shechina will rest with them in Golas. That's how he translates the words of this pasuk. It's a very novel interpretation. So we basically have Mahalach of Rashi and the Mitzudos versus the Radak to tell us how to read the end of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk, pretty much everyone is on the same page. Hashem said, Ad kan, how much longer can a woman who's an old lady continue, who's bald, who's worn out, continue to do these averos? Either I thought that it would come to an end, but it did not, or I have no choice to bring it to an end by exiling them, but do not worry, Vahi, I will be with them, I will guide them, even in Golas, I will be together with them. Pasuk Mem Dalit, just want to make sure I don't forget any Memori Chazal. Okay, there is one chazal. I don't really listen. I'll just say this chazal with the word bala. The Gemara is a story. There was a story. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Ka'azli, Ba'urcha. They were traveling on the road, and they came to a hotel, and there was a difference of minhagim of how superstitious these three people were when you come to a hotel. Okay, what is it called? The hotel was called by a name. So one of them was medayek what the name is what the name represents, and if it had a bad, it had a bad name. What's what it called? Six. What is it called?
Hotel six.
Motel six. So someone says, "Yeah, motel six means 6 feet under."
Leave the light on.
6'1".
Okay, let's over here. V'amar, here is the mice in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Havi Kosov, Orcha, Rabbi Meir, Havi Daik, B'shma. He was Medar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Loi, Havi Daiku, B'shma. Although the Soif, Havi Daik, B'shma. They later came around to agree to the opinion, to Rabbi Meir that when you go to a hotel, you should be Medayek in the name of the hotel. Kimatu Ahubesa, the Shmei Bola. So what was the mice? So they came to a hotel, it was called Hotel Bola. Okay, Bez, Lamid, Hey. So they all decided it's a bad name. Lo, Ayelu, Lagabe. Why not Amri? They said, Shma Mina Rashahu. It must be that the person who owns the hotel is a Rasha, Dichsev, and they quoted this pasuk in Yecheskel. They just went to the Shir in Yecheskel, and they learned the pasuk Vo'imar, Labola, Ni'ufim. Since the word Labola is associated with the word Ni'ufim, Hashem is complaining against Klai Yisrael that you're an old, worn-out woman and you're still continuing to do these averos. So in this pasuk, we see the word Bola is a bad name. They took that as a divine sign. How does this relate to Nichush? Very big question. And where do you draw the line between Nichush, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, and Simonim Milsa, and taking in consideration things which are Simonim in the world? Va'oimar Labola Ni'ufim. And therefore, they decided we're not going into this hotel. That's all based upon this. This is the pasuk that they used. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. The pasuk. No, so that's a very big question. This is a very big topic, which is not really clear. Is a person does something, like you have a dilemma, and you see a child in the street, and you ask the child, "What did you learn today in yeshiva?" And he tells you what he learned. That's going to decide my fate. That's going to decide. What?
With Haman, right?
With Haman, right? Well, Haman, certainly Pesukim. When Mordechai came out, he saw the children, tell me your Pasuk. That's the Pesukim that we say after Eleinu. Utsu Eitzav Visivadav de Loyakum. Those Pesukim. So, why is that not Nichush? There's an Isser Deraisa that you're not allowed to go look into the. If a cat goes in front, falls in front of you, if this happens, that happens. walking under a ladder. Why aren't these things superstitious? Where there's an iser d'araisa lo sinachashu, you're not allowed to go and look at things that happen in the world and use those as marks, as signs, how to guide your life. Tamim tihya im Hashem Elokecha. Have blind faith. Just go through life, do the best you can, have blind faith, and don't go look for simanim. That's not a derech in avodas Hashem. So the question over here is, why isn't this in the category? And that is, the post can talk about, I don't know the answer, and there are different guidelines, and all the guidelines...
There's a lot of interpretations based on gematria, that this is the same gematria as that, therefore it's...
A shidduch, right? So you go ask the Rebbe, so you do the shidduch, so he says, what's the name of the boy, the name of the boy makes the gematria? And based on the gematria, you're not going to do a shidduch, you do a shidduch, it sounds ridiculous, right? Does it sound ridiculous? I don't know the answer, I don't know. He's... Okay, let's go to the next. Pasik memdal vayevayelecha kavoy kavoyisha zayna. Okay, they came, so these, the nations of the world, they came to this woman, these nations of the world, they came to the Isha, Kavai, Elisha, Zainah, Cain, Bo, El, Ahalav, El, Ahaliva, Ishais, Hazima, the women of Zima, Pasik, Mel, Tumel, Pasik, Pasik, Men, Hey, Vanashim, Tzadikim, Hema, Yishmitu, Oishem, let's Pasik, Mem, Dal, first, Mem, Dal, Mem, Tumel, Stavid, let's go, so, Vayava, Yelecha, Kol, Haraitza, Bo, Elecha, Kidech, Shabam, Elisha, Zainah, Mifusemes, Cain, Bo, Ritan, Lema, Avdol, Chol, of the Zoshab, Oilam, Ishois Hazima, Nishay Hazima, we're describing over here that all of Aliva, they are called the Ishois Hazima. Rashi, Pasik, Memdal, Vayiva, Alecha, Kol Asher, Mulo, Aliva, anyone who wanted can come to Ishois Hazima, Nishay Hazima. Radak, Pasik, Memdalid, Vayavoi, Elecha, Vayavoi, Lashon, Yachid, Kloima, Kol Goy, Avagoy, Vahu, Echad, Mishmoin, Lashon, Bia, Disvirin, Lashon, Rabim. Vahavin, Lashon, Yachid, there are eight different expressions. I don't know what these are, this is a grammatical.
You never see the word Ishois.
Ishos, it's a very unique word. Okay. No, it's not going on that. It's only the word vayavo.
No, but he does mention
later on. Ishos hazima. That's the next thing. Ishos zolvado ba min isha. This is unique. It comes from isha ishos ki yomar nashim nishay lignai kein bahu. It's a derogatory term describing ahalav v'haliva. Pasuk mem hey. Va nashim tzadikim. Righteous men, hema yishbitu ois hem, mishpat noyafos, u mishpat shaykh vas dom ki noyafos hena vidom bidehem. The day will come when righteous people will judge them for their sins, the judgment of being guilty of noyafos, and the judgment of shvichas damim, ki noyafos hena vidom bidehem, and their blood on their hands. Let's see, memdal, memhei in the mitsudos. Vanashim tzadikim, heim sorry melech bavel, sheheimo nechshavim le
memhei.
Who are the anoshim tzadikim that are going to judge Ahalav Yehaliva? So we have something very shocking in the Mitzvot of David. Bavel. How could they be called tzadikim? Rishon, they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Relative to the wickedness of Klal Yisrael, Bavel were tzadikim. Heim sorei melech bavel sheheima nechshavim litzadikim lumulam. Mishpat noyafois, mishpat haroi bigmul aniyof, the judgment that is deserving for a person that's guilty of this act, mishpat haroi bigmul shvichas domdaki, vidom bidehen masha shachtu binehem lavodazor, this that they have given their children as sacrifices to the gods. The shocking pasuk teaching us that bavel with tzadikim relative to the sins of Klal Yisrael, and thus they are going to be the ones who are going to judge Ahalav v'Haliva, the mishpat noyafos and the mishpat shaykh v'sdam ki noyafos hem v'dam bidehem. You know, we have a rule that they say this. No one ever came back and tells what goes on in Shemayim. But who are the people in Shemayim that judge that when a person comes to give din v'cheshbon, a sakta? When a person comes to Shemayim, they ask him six questions. Okay, that represents the entirety. That those six questions obviously are broken down into many different parts. But there's going to be in a person after Me'av Eshem, he comes to Shemayim, he comes to the Bez Din Shalmaila, and he's judged for everything that he did in his life. Who sits on the heavenly court? Who? Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's sitting there? So the answer is people from your own generation. People from your own generation, the people.
Not
your peers. Not like a jury of your peers. It's not America, Shemayim. It's not a jury of your peers. It means righteous people of your generation. He'll say, but even the greatest people of our generation, they're nothing. They're nothing. Kineged the greatness of the people of the previous generations. So the answer is, you don't need. That's not a fair judgment.
You want that?
What?
You want them to be more.
You want them to relate. You want them to relate to your nisyonos. Someone from your generation can properly judge you. It's like, to some degree, it's like a jury of your peers. To some degree, okay, not like in the American system, we're just 10 people off the street. But there are. It's relative. Being called a tzaddik in this pasuk, you learn a fascinating concept. Being a tzaddik doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a complete tzaddik. It means relative to where you stand. What?
Comparatively,
relative to where you stand, they are at tzaddikim. And here you have that principle.
No, that's what the Chumash says. Asher yeh bayom imahem, and we have in our.
So relative to Klal Yisrael, Bavel, who are wicked barbarians, they were called tzaddikim, and they are going to be the ones that are going to exercise judgment against Oshem, them, Bloshen Rabbim, referring to Olav Oliva. They're going to be the ones that are going to mete out the punishment of Arayos, of Shvichas Tamim, because they were guilty of Shvichas Tamim, what they did to their children. Rashi Pasuk Mem Hei V'Anoshim Tzadikim, Anoshim Dayanim, Sorei Melech Bavel U'Melech Hashur. Since over here there are two nations, Ohola V'Oholiva, so Ohola was judged by Ashur, and Ohola was judged by Melech Bavel. V'Yonasam Tirgim Zakoin B'Kiv Lehoin, people that are zakai in their dispute, lefi maaseihen shel elu hazoinos. They are zakai relative. Bekiblim means relative, corresponding to them. Lefi maaseihen shel elu hazoinos, sadikim hagoyim mehena. The nations who are really reshoim, but relative to Klal Yisrael are considered tzaddikim, they are going to be the ones who are going to judge Klal Yisrael. Mishpat noy afoyis u'mishpat shechvestam kimo shemefarosh acharav, like it says afterwards. Okay, let's see Radak. Radak pasuk mem hei v'anoshim tzaddikim kosev adoni avizal. Einoy oimer tzaddikim mamish. Cannot possibly mean tzaddikim mamish. Af balei to'onos u'mechudodim badin. What it means is, but balei to'onos, lawyers. Umichudadin, but then people that are clever in din, yishbetu eschem b'shnei dinim, two judgments, mishpat noyafois, mishpat shevches dam, naki, kimash amar v'shevches dam, kirotzolom adom naki, you have spilled innocent blood, kimo, v'salef divrei tzadikim, like it says there, to pervert the words of tzadikim. So tzadikim over there also don't necessarily mean zakai mamish. It seems the thing over here is that when it says zakai, it means, tzadikim means people that are clever. People that are knowledgeable and clever, oishem becholim ha'alef. Okay, there is a cholim. All right, let's maybe do one more pasuk. Kikar pasuk membrav. Kikar amar Hashem Elokim ha'ale alechem kohol v'nosin asem lezava v'lovas. Hashem says, I'm going to bring upon them an assembly. I'm going to bring upon them zava. It means terror, v'lovas and plunder. Pasuk mem zayin. V'ragmu esen evin kohol. They're going to stone them with stones. Uvarei os. Uvarei oshen bichar voisam, and they're going to break them open. Uvarei means to cut open with their swords. Bnehem uvnosehem yaharogu uvotehem boish yisrifu, and they're going to burn their homes. Pasuk memches v'shpati zima min aretz. By doing so, I'm going to bring an end to the zima from the land. And this is a very important pasuk. V'nisvasru kol hanoshim v'losa sena kizimaschen. And the women, referring to Olav Oliva, they're going to be rebuked. They're going to learn the mussar. And they will no longer do kizimas chena. They're no longer going to do kizimas chena like the zim that has been done in the past. Now, Kol Anoshim refers to all the nations. Really, everyone that's going to study the history of Klal Yisrael is going to learn the lesson not to do what Klal Yisrael did and not to suffer the consequence of what Klal Yisrael suffered. This pasuk memches, the Gemara says, was said to the women in the Beis Hamikdash when a sota was brought, and she was disgraced by having her clothing ripped off and having her drink from the Mesoita, and in the event that she died, so they would point to all the women there and they would say, see what happens? Then you learn the lesson? Vishpati zimam in aretz v'nizvastru kol ha-noshim. All the women here in the Beis HaMikdash are coming to watch what happens to the Soita. You shall take Musar from what happened to the Soita and don't do like what this woman did. Now let's try to run through these things very, very short and mefarshim very quickly to finish up. Pasuk Mem Vav in the Mitzvah Stavid. Pasuk says, Kohol Hashem says, I'm now going to bring the enemy. Who's the enemy? Nebuchadnezzar. Asif Asam. I'm sorry. Memvav and Mitzvah Ritzel Loimar. Emar Benevuah Shani Ale Aleim Bukal Rav Etin Alatem Lerado Vuleviza. I'm going to bring upon you the nations of the world. They're going to terrorize you. Vuragmu Aleim Evan Kohol Bnei Kohol Ahu Yigmu Aleim Avonim Uvare. They're going to cut you off. Who Yichrois Oisam Im Char Voisam. They're going to cut you down with their swords. Vishpati. What?
You have Yichros?
I have Yichros, yeah.
We have two.
What do you have?
Yavri.
Yavri? Yavri, same word. Yavri means to cut open. All right, I have a word Yichros. Memches. Vishpati zima im ha-mishpat ha-zeh avatel zim min aretz ki kulam yifchadu mipachan ha-mishpat. They'll be terrified from mishpat. V'nivasru yikablu musar. That is the goal. Okay, that is fantastic. The very end over here is really the silver lining. You'll get the message. How many times does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Musa and we just don't get the message? Here it says, Vini Vasru, you will get the message. Yikablu Musar, V'loi Se'as, V'lo Sa'aseno Kimo Hazima Sha'asisen. You're not going to do it anymore. V'tzen Olamar Lo Yavar Od Mila Mila Voidas Kechav. When this happens to you, you're going to get the message. Vinis Vasru, that's the code word here. Rashi Pasik. There is an Rashi over here. Pasuk Memvav Zayin Halei Nasanu Varei Kulan Loshen Aso Ufolheim. These are all active words. V'ragmu Alehem Oven V'harigas Bnehem U'Vnasem U'Shrevas Boteim Hu Mishpat Noafos. This is the punishment that's going to be done to them. Their children are going to die and their homes are going to be destroyed. U'Varo Esen Bichar Vaisam Hu Mishpat Shoyf Chistam. Being cut open with a sword is the punishment that's done to a murderer. U'Varei Loshen Kitzitza. The word of Varei means to cut open. V'chein uveiros diyar yel lucha b'sefer Yeshua. It also means to cut open, means to cut down in sefer Yeshua. This word means the same thing. And let's finish up with the Radak. Radak pasuk membav ki koyem Hashem elokim halei aleihem kohol halei mokar v'chein nosen esem lazava ki lomar aleh. I'm going to bring upon you mem zayin v'ragmu aleihem avinu kohol kahal hamem yirgmu aleihem ba'avonim kemishkan hanayefayt samashul huva hadoyek shebanu esoir. It refers to the doyek shabon walu. When it says they're going to throw stones, it's to be interpreted they're going to build a doyek, either a ramp or some type of military tower upon which they'll be able to attack the city. Uvarei eshen dechar boisam. Uvarei is foyal ovar min hakal ligizras poal bitzere vuinin kuris. They're going to cut down kemo uvarei so lachashem vumin adu kolaymar yichrusu esam agoyim dechar boisam. They're going to cut you down with their swords. V'yama uvarei loshem yochid al derchlal kevishpati zima kevan sheyiglu miyot tishpois azima ve'yulim v'nisvashu. They're going to be going to take musar doge shavu v'asamach. Okay, this will strip. This is all a grammar. V'loy se'asena kizimaschem af apir sheyasu lo yasu kizimaschem shelo yachlifu avodas Elohim be'avodas Elohim achedim lo yavdu Elohim rabim kasher sisem atem. Even though they're going to worship idols, They're not going to do it like you. They're not going to be as terrible as you to go worship to the same degree as your sins. All right, so we're going to stop here. Pasuk Mem Tes. Only one more pasuk. We didn't make it.